This is a CBC podcast. Money. It shapes our world and motivates our actions. Greenback or Loonie, the Current's new season-long series, Project Money, follows the cash and explores what the mighty buck means to all of us. Go to cbc.ca/thecurrent for more.
De la cité francophone dans Edmonton, où nous avons traduit cette introduction avec l'aide de traducteur Google, c'est The Irrelevant Show!
The Irrelevant Show, Shakespeare Players present Hamlet.
Hamlet, it is I, the ghost of your father. You must avenge me.
A ghost?
Yes, and I... Just avenge me. Well, just calm down, all right? Yes, screw it, I'll just haunt Claudius myself.
This has been The Irrelevant Show, Shakespeare Players, production of Hamlet.
Bellis Mobility, how may I help you?
I want out.
I'm sorry?
I want out of my cell phone plan.
What seems to be the problem?
My money?
What's wrong with your money?
You have all of it?
Really? Let me just pull up your file. Yep, your money's all here, sir. We have it all. Oh, and that's a problem. I see. Well, do you have somewhere else to go? Like another provider or...
Well, I saw a Shodgers commercial with a lot of young, happy, ethnically diverse 20-somethings, and I thought to myself, I want that.
Have you seen our newest ad?
Oh, yeah, the one with the chameleon? Yeah, it's charming.
No, our newest ad. It's way beyond charming. It's fluffy.
Fluffy?
And warm.
Oh, is it little?
So little.
It's fluffy and warm and little? What animals are in it?
All of them.
Wait, all of what?
The animals. All of the animals. So many unlikely friendships. So many baby animals with big eyes and clumsy, uncoordinated bodies bumping into each other, falling asleep in little clusters of trust, innocence, and warmth, breathing in and out as one so that you can't even tell where the jaguar kitten ends and the hippopotamus calf begins. And it's all set to the catchiest song you've never heard.
Oh, man, that sounds like it's...
Oh! What's that on top of that adorable fluffy animal pyramid?
What?
A chick. A small yellow baby chick wearing a tiny cowboy hat.
Oh, my God!
Oh! What's he holding under his wing? It's a tiny lasso.
Shut up!
And that little chick rides a fluffy bunny, and they hop over a sleeping pile of puppies.
Oh,
oops! The little chicken almost lost his little hat. Good thing it had a little chin strap. Yeehaw!
Yeah. Oh, all right, stop talking about the cowboy chicken. Look, who's to say I can't switch providers and still enjoy your cute animal ads, huh?
Well, that's just the thing there, partner. If people keep jumping ship like you, we can't afford to run the commercials, let alone feed the animals. You think it's cheap to keep exotic animals in a big white room full of eye-catching fonts?
Well, the animals live at the office?
Of course they do. It's very snuggly over here. But if we lose our cash flow, there would be some redundancies. Excuse me, one of my associates wants to talk to you.
What?
What was that?
Okay, well, we'll just go ahead and cancel that plan.
No, no, seriously, no, wait, what was that?
Just a little guy who's gonna have to go hungry now, I suppose. Aw, oh, what a shame. He was so well-liked at the office. He's all heart. Seriously, he has a condition. His heart is way too big, which is by far the most adorable ailment imaginable. Say bye-bye, little buddy. This man's going to Shodgers now. And I guess that means you're going to have to go to heaven.
No, wait, stop! Stop! I need to save whatever it is you're holding. Oh, just make sure he gets hugs, okay? And his heart medication.
So I'll sign you up for another 3 to 10 years?
Absolutely, whatever it takes.
Oh. He says thank you. We'll send you postcards of his progress.
Oh, I can't wait to find out what animal he is.
You have a good day, sir. Thank you for choosing Bellis.
Oh, man, my neck is killing me.
I'm sorry, honey. It's these darn super thick pillows.
Why does every hotel insist on using these?
That's a good question. Hello, I'm Albert Peinlich from Tauschen Futter and Sleep Industries.
Why is that man sitting on the end of our bed?
Do you have guests that will not leave? Well, no longer, thanks to the Perpendillo. 95% of all hotels use our pillows because they make guests check out 50% earlier 77% of the time. Perpendillos actually force your neck into a 90-degree angle to the bed. They are practically perpendicular. And now, you can bring the benefits and discomfort of perpendillos into your own home. You'll be amazed how quickly your unwanted house guests will leave.
Morning, Uncle Reggie.
Oh, good morning, sweetheart. Listen, I think your Aunt Frida and I are going to be leaving today.
But I thought you were staying for 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, we were, but your aunt's neck is hurting and my back is killing me.
Oh, okay, bye.
See? The results do not lie. Perpendillos work. Tauschen Fulton Sleep Industries has been helping people get rid of unwanted guests for 3 generations. My grandfather, Heinrich Peinlich, actually invented the hide bed. He spent his entire life studying nubile teenagers to find the perfect placement for the spine-crushing lower back bar. Our family has also invented many other sleep products. Delayed leak air mattresses. Air conditioners with 2 settings. Freeze and burn. Extra loud ticking clocks. Scratchy blankets and sheets. Curtains that never quite close. And of course, vintage futons. Tauschen Futon, a proud tradition of giving generations of pain-in-the-ass house guests pain-in-the-ass sleep.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Will you please get the hell out of our room?
See? Nobody wants a guest that's unwanted. Order now!
Go.
You see?
Go!
We now return to the irrelevant show Shakespeare Players production of Hamlet.
To die, to sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil?
Well, you could just ask me.
Father? I'm a little busy right now.
Yes, but you're wondering what happens after you die?
Yes. Yes, I was. It's the unanswerable question.
No, no, it's not. I'm a ghost, remember? And earlier I told you what it was like to be a ghost. Really broke down the whole afterlife thing for you.
Do you mind?
No. Go right ahead.
Now, where was I? Okay, yes. The undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler returns puzzles the will.
What do you mean, no traveler returns? I'm right here. You never listen to anything I say. It's just like when I was alive. I told you poor Yorick was allergic to peanuts, but alas, you gave him that PB&J anyway.
You might just be my imagination.
Yeah, no. The palace guards saw me, remember? Lots of witnesses. I'm totally here. Now, are you going to avenge my death or just stand around being all emo?
Very well.
Good.
But first, I must solve the mystery of whether my Uncle Claudius killed you.
Yeah, he did.
I will hold a play recreating your death, and if he reacts with guilt, then I shall truly know
that... He killed me. Forget about the play. I'm telling you. Poison in the ear. He totally did it. I mean, for crying out loud, any excuse to put on a play with you? Well, like I want to watch a musical number about my murder? Just go kill him.
If only I knew for certain. Then, and only then, will I poison the tip of a sword.
Whoa. A poison-tipped sword? Do you know how dangerous that is? You could get everyone around you killed. Just go push him off a tower or something.
All right, I will.
Good.
As soon as I get back from England.
What, you're going on a trip?
I won't be long. Then, when I come back, I'll mount a play. Poison a couple swords.
Oh, forget it. I'll do it myself. Hey, Claudius!
Who said that? Was that you, Hamlet?
No, it's me, the ghost of the guy you killed. Boo!
Ah, my heart!
There, done. Was that so hard? Honestly, I ask you one simple thing, and you have to make a huge production out of it.
Can I get back to my soliloquy?
Fine, I'm done. Say hi to your mother for me.
For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil.
Oh, I can tell you. Yeah, there's a big bright light.
Don't even bother. He's not listening.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1, coming to you today from La Cité Francophone in Edmonton. For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either sketches or whole episodes, just go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. And if you have a comment about the show, drop us a line. Our email address is irrelevant@cbc.ca. Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by haggis. Haggis, it's for eating. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Look, I'm not going to argue with you. I've tried it, and it's delicious. Yes, it is. Have you tried it? Well, then how do you know? Haggis. And now, please welcome this week's musical guests, from Edmonton's legendary ukulele band, the B. Arthurs, Chris Bulla, Ryan Parker, and Bob Rasko.
When I roll up in my ride, you hear a powerful sound. Bass speakers shaking the ground. I've got three kids and the master plan. I'm the daddy with the pimped out family van.
Pimp it out.
I drive a Kia Sedona.
Pimp it out.
And I'm the second owner.
Pimp it out.
My in-laws gave it to me when my wife and I had our third baby. All the neighbors stop and stare my way when I bring my little girl home from ballet. I get the stink eye, but I just smile back, 'cause I'm the rebel of the cul-de-sac. Tint on the windows hides the baby seat. Another advantage, they block the UV. Spinning rims aren't purely for show. The salesman said that they improve airflow.
Pimp it out.
I drive a Kia Sedona.
Pimp it out.
And I'm the second owner.
Pimp it out.
My in-laws gave it to me when my wife and I had our third baby. If I throw my back out, I park in the garage. Bass is so intense, I get a body massage. Van weighs a ton, reinforced my struts. My latest addition is some steel chrome nuts. Premium fog lights, a racing stripe. Ground effects so you can see me better at night. If the baby can't sleep, I drive him around, cause the hydraulics bounce him up and down.
Pimp it out.
My van's a roller coaster.
Pimp it out.
A cop is pulling me over.
Pimp it out.
He must like my van, the beats that I slam, and think that I'm the man, cause I pimped it out. Yeah, you like my ride? I pimped it out. You wanna check inside? I pimped it out. Take a good look around, I've got nothing to hide. It's all pimp inside. Check it. Yeah, you like that, cop?
Wiki, wiki.
I ripped all the seats out from the floor. Speakers top to bottom, sliding door to door. My baby boy won't sleep through the night, so I strapped him to a sub. Now he's out like a light.
Pimp it out.
He said my kid's not secured.
Pimp it out.
This cop is being absurd.
Pimp it out.
My plate is not renewed, and now he's fining me. I think that I am screwed, cause I
pimp it out.
I can't afford to pay.
Pimp it out.
And now they're towing it away.
Pimp it out.
I gotta call my wife, cause I just lost the last 10 years of my life.
Pimp it out.
All of our money's gone. I guess there's only one thing to fall back on. To get me back my wealth and financial health, I gotta sell myself.
He's pimping out.
You can find me on Craigslist.
He's pimping out.
Look under used and domestic.
He's pimping out.
I was king of the road, but now I'm just a pauper. I'm only lady driven and I'll take your best offer.
Beloved, we are gathered here today in the Elvis Las Vegas Wedding Chapel of Burning, Burning Love to witness the marriage of this woman,
Rita Conroy,
and this man,
James Robinson.
James and Rita have come together under the eye of our ever-present king, Elvis Presley, to be united in the bonds of holy matrimony. The couple has written their own vows. Rita, if you would.
James, you're a pretty solid guy. Not bad looking. Could stand to lose a couple. Good with keeping promises, that is for sure. And I'm 40.
Rita, was there anything else?
No.
Okay. James, you may now speak your vows to Rita.
Yeah, Rita, we're doing this. Okay, good. I gotta say, all things considered, you've aged pretty well, and you're one hell of a loyal friend. I mean, when we were 22 and in our third year of university and we promised to get married if we were still single at 40... Well, boy, I did not expect this day to come so fast. But here we are. I'm not married. I am 40. And I'm a man of my word, so let's get this over with.
Okay. Well, then, if any man can show just cause why this couple may not be lawfully joined together, let him speak now or forever hold his peace. Super, then. By the powers vested in me...
Rita! Wait! Oh, don't do this! Stop the wedding! I'm her boyfriend.
You're too late, Stan.
But we've been together for 7 years. Are you just gonna throw that all away?
Stan, you've had 7 years to propose. 7 years! I told you I had to be married by 40 or else. Well, meet or else.
Hi.
I thought you were joking. We all made promises like that when we were young, but that doesn't mean we're going to follow through with them.
Well, I am. I don't want to marry Jimmy.
It's James now.
Right. You didn't ask, and we made a promise.
Excuse me, Stan, is it? If you're not legally married to this woman, then I have no reason to stop the ceremony. Unless you want to be the one up here with her?
Thanks a lot, Stan.
Let's continue. So, if no one objects to the union of Rita...
Wait! No!
You can't do this.
Rita, do you have another boyfriend?
No, he's mine.
James! Good for you for finally coming out.
Don't do this, James. I love you.
And I love you, Rita.
Oh,
you're so
sorry.
Afraid
Did
of commitment.
Did I miss the proposal?
Hey, stop you pressuring me. You seriously think this is going to work?
I do know. C-O-M-M-I-T-M-E-N-T. Do you want me to use it in a sentence?
Yeah, I would like you to use it in a sentence.
What's that supposed to mean?
Everybody shut up. According to the Nevada Nuptial Act of 2009, the verbal contract entered into between naive young adults, drunk or sober, who agree to wed at 40 if all other matrimonial options have been exhausted, is legally binding in the state of Nevada. I now pronounce you Plan B, man and wife. You may now squeamishly kiss the bride. Now, there's one last piece of business. It's Stan, right? Stanley Marshall?
Yeah, why?
It's me, Katie Richardson. We went to prom together, made some promises under the balloon arch.
Oh my God.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce us man and wife. Yay!
It's time to meet another member of the Irrelevant Show team. Today, we take you behind the scenes and introduce you to our sound effects guy, Dave Clark. Hi, Dave.
Greetings and salutations.
Let's start with your interesting accent. What part of England are you from?
England? I'm not from England. I was born in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan.
So you're...
Pretentious.
Interesting. So how would you describe what you do as a sound effects guy?
First of all, I deplore the term sound effects guy. I prefer to think of myself as an audio sculptor. I use a sonic palette to create aural scapes that reach through the listener's ears to touch their soul.
You know, the audience loves it when you do sound effects live. Can you give us a quick demo?
Sure, Jana. Here is a simple cabbage, but I can use it to create the sound illusion, or as I call it, sound illusion. Can you guess what that was?
I can't.
That was man being punched in the crotch. I used it in a sketch about David and Goliath, except in the sketch, David doesn't sling a rock, he just winds up.
Sure.
It's a very versatile effect. You can also use it to do something completely different.
That was a bit different.
Man gets punched in crotch, change flies out of his pocket.
Amazing. How do you decide which sounds to use?
I try to match sounds with emotions. My highest responsibility is to the emotional truth of a scene. Here is a sound I created to evoke deep sorrow.
Dave, you've created literally more than 10 sound effects over the years. Is there one that stands out in your memory?
Once I was asked to create a sound that would evoke tremendous pain and then sorrow. First pain and then sorrow. It took me 3 weeks to come up with this. That sound effect won me a Soundy Award. It is the highest honor in the Canadian sound industry, and it is worth $14.
Now, what would you say is the hardest thing to get right?
Excellent question. The answer is silence.
Really? Why is that?
There are three types of silence. This one. This one. and this one. I'm sorry, I'm having a computer problem. I'll cue that last one up again. And this one. There it is. That is my favorite silence, that one. It's so thick and juicy.
Dave, if you could take only one sound with you to a desert island, what would it be?
It would be the last sound my grandfather ever made.
How did he die?
He was murdered by burglars. They were trying to steal his coin collection. He fought back until...
I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's all right. He's in heaven now.
I'm sure he is. Audio sculptor Dave Clark, thanks for being an integral part of our show.
As a fond farewell, I'm going to do the sound effect of man sadly waving goodbye. Are you ready?
Ready.
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring...
Marianne Copathorn,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by Chris Bulla, Ryan Parker, and Bob Rasko from The B. Arthurs. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Radio capes designed and constructed by Sheena Haug. Sketches were written by Michael Belazzo, Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Diana Francis, with Chris Wilson and Sam Mullins, and head writer Neil Gron. The show is recorded and edited by Corey Haberstock. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at La Cité Francophone in Edmonton.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.